Genesis chapter 13. So Abram left Egypt, he, his wife, and Lot, and all that he had, and went into the Negev. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. And he journeyed on from the Negev to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. This was the place where he had first made an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who also traveled with Abram, had flocks, herds, and tents. And the land could not support both of them together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. So strife broke out between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. At that time the Canaanites and the Perizzites lived in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no conflict between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are family. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right, or if you take the right, then I will go to the left." Then Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the Jordan Valley, that it was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose all the Jordan Valley. Then Lot traveled east, and they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot settled in the cities of the plain, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and great sinners against the Lord. Then the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot had separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look toward the north, south, east, and west. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a person can count the dust of the earth, then your seed also will be able to be counted. Get up, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I will give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord.